Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've just completed the first hour of the syndicated radio transmission. We are now simulcasting the final 3 hours on this June 29th, 2009, Monday edition at PrisonPlanet.tv. So for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we are now live simulcasting. We always do at least the second, the third and fourth hour simulcast, but today we're doing the second, third, and fourth hour simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Wayne Madsen on the manufactured swine flu hysteria now admitted that it is manufactured in a lab. The question is manufactured where. He first broke that during the first few days of the frenzied hysteria generated by the corporate-controlled, CIA-controlled media, the globalist-directed media, and it's now been confirmed, so he'll be joining us to talk about that. And also a story he's been working on about white supremacists and Nazis in the FBI, military, BATF, and how that tied into Von Braun. We sent news cameras up there for a film we're working on to talk to him at the National Press Club a week and a half ago. We met with some of the reporters. I was still vetting the story. I believed Wayne and believed the other reporter, but I just wasn't going to go with it yet, but it ended up on the National Press Club over the weekend on C-SPAN, and names quite a few high-level military people. So very, very shocking. So we'll go ahead and talk about that now that somebody else has reported on it. I didn't want to touch it quite yet. I told you we were working on the Von Braun situation, him being handled out of the Pentagon. And then you're kind of a mentally ill patsy, but notice how that came right on time for the hate crime laws they have that openly ban free speech. And by the way, I got hit with a fast one. I kept saying, folks, why is everybody obsessed with the hate crimes law? Why is everybody so scared of the hate crimes law? That just says that if you attack somebody who has a certain gender or a certain sexual preference, you get basically more charges on you and are treated differently, which I think is wrong. If you murder a black guy or a white guy, you should get the same thing. Or if you beat a gay guy or a straight guy, it should be the same thing. But that's a form of discrimination in saying some crimes are worse than others. But it's not still the big threat the Cyberbullying Act was. I'm going to read the subsections that say if someone says you hurt their feelings, you're going to get a federal indictment, a federal felony, and go to prison. That wasn't in the original hate bill. It's not just in the cyberbullying. It passed the House in the hate bill. They added that. So the exact same language. I'm going to show it to you later coming up at the bottom of the hour. Very scary stuff. You know, the left always talks about how they want free speech. The right, I guess, openly wants to get rid of it in many cases until a Democrat gets in. The point is it isn't about left and right. It's about both parties being controlled by offshore corporate interests, just like the Tories and Labor are controlled in England by the same interest. You know, they fight with each other over power, but they're bought and paid for by the same interest. So that's coming up. We're about to go to break and come back with Emily Apple and Val Swain, really courageous ladies. I say courageous because I've done the same type of work for many years, so I guess you could say we're fellow travelers when it comes to that. And again, we're going to break in 1 minute and come back to them. We're going to show you some of this video. This is a police video. And they're a group that goes out to protest and shows the police videotaping the citizens and putting them in these terror databases. I've been in London and had the police come up and say, you can't videotape, you can't ask citizens questions, we're putting you in a terror database. That's in my film Terror Storm. And then I have two writers that live in England, and they've been approached by police, and they've been told you're not allowed to, you know, videotape in London. You're not allowed to, I mean, they're put in terror databases. This is happening to even mainstream reporters now. And they passed a law saying it's up to police discretion to say whether videotaping is an act of terror. So they want to put cameras on us. They want to surveil us. They want to control us. But then you don't videotape them. Well, there was a guy a few weeks ago caught on footage of the police beating a guy half to death. And they've gone and charged and arrested the guy that shot video of that. I guess soon, like the cop that shoots the guy in the back at the DART facility in Oakland, I guess they're going to go after the folks that shot video of that. This is the new system. And the police start choking this lady. It's just amazing how they torture us with pain compliance. And it's a big deal what happens at Abu Ghraib. but not if it happens to citizens of the U.S. and England.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Emily Apple, Val Swain, both join us from the United Kingdom. Emily Apple is a single mom from Cornwall, down on the coast there, arrested by police August 8th, 2008, along with her photographer, Val Swain, mother of three, for asking police officers their badge numbers as they were up videotaping the citizens to put them in databases. The reason we have this now is the Guardian has obtained the police footage of FitWatch members, Emily Apple and Val Swain, being arrested by surveillance officers from the Forward Intelligence Team, FIT, after asking for their badge numbers at the King's North Climate Camp last year. They're supposed to wear their badge numbers, just like we have laws here that say that. Because we don't have secret police in England and the United States, supposedly. But I've seen this in the U.S. before. When people ask for their badge numbers, you get beat down quite a bit. Now, we've all seen the footage of the EMT being choked. And normally when you choke somebody, it's like waterboarding. It creates a panic response because the oxygen stops going. You can see her really, really choking her. And this is what they do now. They call it paying compliance. In fact, I forgot to tell you guys, cue up to the extras from martial law where they're actually breaking the arms of protesters and choking them. I want to show people torture. Because, see, it's official policy, and federal courts have ruled in the U.S., that they can torture you. They call it paying compliance. So when they come out on the news and say torture Abu Ghraib people or torture people at Camp X-Ray, this is policy. In fact, federal courts have ruled, state courts have ruled, they can taser you to answer questions. or taser you to give a urine sample. Remember that 2 weeks ago? We'll show people that article coming up. But I want to go ahead and go to our guest to tell folks the story of what happened. And we also have the links to the full video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can go to their website. It's fitwatch.blogspot.com. They also have the video from YouTube of their arrest from the police. We're going to show you a little bit of that coming up. So, again, from fitwatch.blogspot.com, I appreciate Emily Apple and Val Swain for coming on the show with us today. Ladies, you have a lot of courage putting up with your secret police and being tortured by them.
Thank you. Hello.
You bet. It's good to have you. Which one is Emily?
I'm Emily.
Okay. And then Val Swain. Were you both tortured and choked, or was it just Emily?
Well, I think Emily had a bit of a rougher deal than I did on that particular occasion. But we have fallen foul of the police on a few occasions for sort of getting in the way of their surveillance.
Okay. Describe for folks then what your group does, because we do something similar. It's a cop watch, but you specifically watch the surveillance cops, the secret police. So you were tortured for that and arrested last year. Again, tell folks what happened. Break it down. You got the floor.
Okay, well, you know, they're not like secret police. These are overt police. They stand around with in full uniform. They're very obviously police.
But I mean, not wearing their ID is secret, but go ahead.
Well, sure, but I mean...
And by secret police generally, are it's not just the secretness they're called secret. Is it they're going after people that aren't committing crimes? They're the thought police, the commissariat.
Well, that's right. I mean, we know that they take photographs, they film demonstrations, and we know that information ends up on police databases, and databases that we've got no one has any access to, and no one has any ability to check, and nobody knows quite what is done with that data.
Yeah, this is like the SAVAK or the Gestapo or the NKVD. Please continue.
So we set up the FitWatch a couple of years ago just to keep an eye on it and to do what we can to stop them doing what they're doing. I think also, I mean, one of the things that they do a lot of is very overt harassment and intimidation of anyone attending protests, and certainly people they know attending protests. The way they take photography is very much in the face, with big flashes. They're designed so that people know that they're there, and they want people to be scared of them. You know, if you're a known activist, you know, they follow people around. I've been followed home on various occasions and things like that.
Absolutely. I mean, I want to get into your story, but later I want to talk about my experience of being 200 yards from Parliament in the public square, and the police were already over there saying no protest allowed. This was 3 days before the law went into effect, banning protests anywhere around Parliament. And the police came over and said, "What's your name? I'm putting you in a database." And then I learned that I have two guys that work for me, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, that live in England, that this happened to them and basically everybody they know, that everybody's being trained, that if you're even walking your dog, they come over and question you, put you in a database. And if you question them, you get tortured like you're being tortured here on the video. But tell us what happened that day. And I also noticed the Guardian got the police footage, but they show you the thought criminal, and by secret police, they don't show the supposed public officers' faces.
No, I mean, they don't. They're very worried about the latest amendment to the Terrorism Act, which potentially makes it an offence to publish information about police officers.
That's right. The Guardian has now buckled. The once free home of the Magna Carta. They said, "Oh, we're gonna." Because for years they would arrest you for photographing police at protest. They're trying to arrest the people, as you know, that beat the guy to death at the G20. He's delivering newspapers. They beat him to death. The cops are saying, "You know, you're a terrorist. If you release us, murdering him." And so they would always falsely arrest you. And so now they passed a law and go over that code for folks if you have it, or we can pull it up, saying, if you photograph police, we'll decide if it's terrorism. So now the Guardian, one of the biggest papers in the world, is scared to show the cops that tortured two housewives.
Yeah, it's fair to the Guardian, though. They did publish the story, and they did a lot to get this information out.
But they
there.
Won't show the gods' faces. Listen, you send me the video, I'll show their stinking faces. These thugs need to be shown. These thugs are bullies, and they torture women, and I got a wife and two daughters, and I don't like it. And it's time we start getting angry at this scum. Are you angry at them choking you?
I'm very angry. I mean, all their names and links to photographs of them are on our blog. So if people want to identify them and see them properly, then they're there for everyone to see. On the Guardian point, I raised this in a piece that I wrote about the Guardian being scared of the terrorism laws. And apparently, according to The Guardian, they're not, and there are other reasons why they wouldn't show the faces of the police officers on that video, but they refuse to say what they are, so it's anyone's guess whether they're telling the truth or not on
but
that.
You're saying at your blog spot you have them. I'm going to put them up on screen. Put them up on screen, and thank you. Look, I apologize. I have a tendency. I have a tendency to get mad. Okay, when I see a woman getting beat up and tortured by a thug. Tell us what happened that day. I'm going to try to shut up here and not get too hot.
Well, we were there. Firstly, I don't think it makes any difference that I was a woman. I think what happened to us would have been just as bad if I was a man or a woman. I think our gender is irrelevant to it. But when I was there, we were there to monitor the policing operation. We knew that there was going to be a large amount of surveillance. And we'd been around the perimeter of the camp taking photographs and making notes of the police officers there. So when we came to the main gate, we came out of camp and started taking photographs. I was making notes of numbers. And I came up to a police officer who wasn't displaying his number. I asked him to provide it to me, and he refused, at which point I called Val over and said, can you take a photograph of this guy, please, because I want to make a complaint. And her first shot was blocked, and then within seconds, she was being dragged across the road, and I was being thrown on the floor, along with a third friend of mine.
Now, I was looking at his hand, I mean, and I've seen this up close with other demonstrators and peaceful people. Looks like he's really working it, really squeezing on those arteries. Can you describe what that was like, and how did you control yourself? Because usually people buck against that because the panic reflex comes in, and then they get to really slam your head in the ground, break some ribs, and really get the sadomasochistic pleasure they join the force for.
Well, you know, it was very nasty, but I've experienced far worse than the police. So, in terms, it wasn't a shock to me at all that I was being treated like that.
What was he doing? It looked like he was whispering, kind of like a Jeffrey Dahmer would whisper to his prey, you know, that he's saying something to you while he does it.
He was just telling me to walk or sit down or whatever he wanted me to do at the time.
Okay. How hard was he squeezing your arteries?
Oh, very hard. It was very painful.
So have you filed on him for assaulting you?
Yeah, we the complaints that we've made to the IPCC, the Independent Police Complaints, is to do with the assault and also to do with the imprisonment because we were refused bail and kept in prison for 4 days.
Now, you weren't even resisting him, but he still did that to you. And then when they have you, you're on the ground. They're kind of slamming you and mistreating you. And I'm so embarrassed for them. I mean, this is now just normal, I guess, in the U.S. and England to just do this to people.
I think it is just normal for them to do that to people. I mean, we had lots of comments regarding the incident about what did you expect? Well, I didn't expect any different. Doesn't make it right, and it doesn't mean that I'm not going to do everything I can to try and hold them to account for what they did.
Well, it's sickening that this has now become commonplace, that we just think this is the normal. You say you've seen far worse or had far worse. What else have you suffered at the hands of these hooligans?
Oh, just lots of violence. The last time I was arrested when they tried to take me to court, so I was asking them to get me numbers from my phone in case I got sent to prison because I would have to sort out childcare. And because I wouldn't get into the prison van to go to court, I got repeatedly kicked and punched and then had my hands slammed in the door about 4 times.
Oh, so that's pretty hardcore torture. Imagine if Abu Ghraib, they were slamming people's hands in doors. There'd be an international outcry. But I guess if it's two women from Britannia, then it's normal.
Yeah, I'm not sure we get quite as bad treatment as they had in Abu Ghraib. But, I mean, you're right. It's about pain compliance being used as not just a method of control. It's a way of causing a lot of pain.
And see, they label it. If I walked up to a cop and hit him in the head with a ball-peen hammer, it'd be attempted murder. But what if I called it friendly hello time? No, we're torturing you. It's just paying compliance. Yeah, we're going to be right back, ladies. I want to talk about where this is going on the other side. Stay with us.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Survivalistseeds.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm not going to say anything about it until it comes out in the newspaper, but one of the biggest newspapers in the country's here. And I was explaining to her that in England and now in the U.S., taking your shoes off at the airports is about an act of submission, an act of you're a criminal, you're bad. And how Paul Watson, Steve Watson get questioned by police when they go out to eat dinner. I've been there and been questioned. It's in the news that if you're at a park walking a dog, the police come up and take photos of you and say, are you a child molester? Or they come up and say, you're a terrorist. Now in D.C., everywhere we go, we'd be 100 yards from the Washington Monument, and they come up and say, you can't videotape that. And I go, what's the law? All right, buddy, we're going to arrest you. You got a problem? And this is about them bullying us and cowing us. And she goes, oh, I know. I was in England last week. They came up and told me I couldn't take photos at public places because of a child molestation law. So you're a terrorist. You're a child molester. We're all criminals basically now. This is about their good, their God, all the billboards about click it or ticket, and the cops are watching you. They have big signs all over London that say safe under the watchful eyes, and it shows a big brother, one eye, looking at you. This is, I mean, they know what they're doing. This is a criminal rogue government. Going back to Emily Apple and Val Swain. Ladies, you heard me just talk about that. I mean, what is going on in England and the United States?
Well, I can't talk about the United States. I don't know anything about it. You're right in terms of surveillance and control has increased enormously. And what we're concerned about is particularly on protests where there is such a large scale documentation of people that are involved.
Well, the misconduct of the police is being caught on video cameras everywhere, and they're scared, and they know it's beating them. And their attempt to say it's terrorism or pedophilia to have a camera and take a picture of the Washington Monument, it isn't going to work. I mean, I don't see this working for them.
I don't think it will, ultimately, because I think people are really beginning to realize what's going on. I don't think the police are really that different. I think what's changed is A, that there's so much more technology around for people to capture what they're doing, and also the arrogance that, for example, the video of our arrest, you know, that they thought it was okay to video that. And
exactly. That's what I was going to ask you. Why are they so arrogant to torture women, slam their hands in car doors, and laugh about it on video? I mean, we have New York cops coming up to 9/11 activists, truth activists in New York saying, I'm going to say your camera's a gun, your backpack's a bomb, I know you're not a terrorist. It's on video, but I'm going to say you are. I mean, and then the police grab Luke Radowski. I mean, they are framing people on video proudly. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think they're very arrogant. They are not easily held to account. I mean, if they do this sort of thing, what happens to them? Not an awful lot. Even if it goes through the press, even if it goes through the complaint system, even if it goes through the courts, at the end of the day, there's not a lot that's going to happen to them as a result of it. So, you know, they pretty much feel that they can do what they want.
Did you hear about Army and Marine Corps recruiters in Texas and in Colorado and other states lie to kids and say you'll be arrested if you don't sign and join the military? And then when the tapes get released, those guys get promoted?
That's just a theme.
I mean, is the state going completely criminal?
I think the state's always been a bit criminal. I'm not sure it's going that way. I think it is that way. The state's always worked in the interest of the rich and the powerful over everyone else. And in that sense, I think it's always been criminal, and it always devised laws and strategies to keep the rich and powerful in power.
So where does it go from here with this case? Are these cops going to get in trouble, or are they going to end up being chief constables for this, the more people they torture?
Oh, my money's on the chief constable. I can't see them getting into trouble particularly.
So they're going to end up probably being prime minister and deputy prime minister, all right.
Oh, he's commissioner of police, yeah. Head of public order.
And so where does it end? Them all wearing little gold crowns and being worshipped, or...?
It ends when enough people stand up to them and say, we're not going to take this anymore and we're going to do something about it. It doesn't come through politicians saying this is bad. It comes from people on the street actually doing something about it and just saying no. Yeah, because they're just bullies at the end of the day, and like all bullies, you know, you just have to stand up to them, innit?
Well, you ladies are just amazing. I want to do a few more minutes with you on the other side, and we'll let you go and also plug your great site. But I want to ask you when we get back how you got involved with this. Why the police torture you for it, and if more people are joining you. I mean, I would love to see, instead of two women out there videotaping them, 100 men and women, so that they can't arrest everybody for videotaping the supposed kings. Because, I mean, folks, men and women in black uniforms choking and torturing women, it's tyranny. And if they can do this, they can do anything. Why take your pension funds and bankrupt everything and set up a world government? Which is exactly what they're doing. But hey, drink more sodium fluoride, everything's fine.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones. Your phone calls are coming up. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. And you found at the tip of the spear, the front line in the info war, as we attempt to just point out the totally insane activities, the criminal activities of government, and desperately try to get our fellow humans to wake up and say no and tell government, you're not our God, we have basic rights. Because in every case in history, governments always try to enslave their populations, and it's happening again today. It's happening right now in a big way. In closing, with Emily Apple and Val Swain, great ladies who head up fitwatch.blogspot.com. Fitwatch, because that's the name of the forward intelligence team, the secret police that go out and gather intel on everybody. And I was talking to this newspaper reporter who's here doing a story on us. I'll go ahead and tell you. I wasn't going to do the interview because I'm so busy, but I didn't want it to look like I was scared to be interviewed. So the Wall Street Journal's in here doing a big story. And she's like, oh, don't say it. Don't worry, we're not going to put you on TV, ma'am. And she just got back from England, and she was telling me how she was also doing, while she was there visiting family, she was doing a story on travel. And she was at the big, beautiful canals taking pictures, and citizens would come over and go, man, you're not allowed to take photos of the canal or anything. It is the Family Protection Act, pedophilia. And then she would go on, and she said other citizens would come up. Oh, ma'am, excuse me, we're tattletales now. Secret police Stasi, we do it worse than East Germany. So she just told me the whole story. And now here in Austin, it's in my film Road to Tyranny, made 7 years ago. They give credit cards that they put money on for turning in neighbors, parents. You get the biggest amounts of money. It's just total Soviet Union, East Germany, communist China isn't even this bad. And the British, supposedly, not the average folks, but a lot of them, they just love it. And so now if you try to photograph anything, they go, oh, act of terrorism, I'll call the police immediately. Don't take a photo. And I dare you to go to D.C. You can just set up anywhere, at a city park, and try to aim at a building. The police come running over, private security guards. And you'll say, what's the law? And they'll just go, it's going to get... Well, you saw Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson. It made the Kansas City Star. They're at the World War I Memorial run by the city, videotaping, open park, and the Federal Reserve is across the street, and they're videotaping that. And the police, the private security guards come with guns, and they say, you will be arrested if you don't stop taping and tell me your name. And then they go, get out of here! Leave! And they start getting their hands on them. They go, look... You go ahead and try me. They had no law, no nothing. But in England, they do now. And, you know, and there were actually Rob and Aaron said there were actually some publican, Joe Ankle, like, get him. Because, you know, it's gladiatorial. Just like in the old gladiator system, you would watch your neighbor being torn apart and cheer. And the next week, it'd probably be you getting torn apart for whatever petty crime or not paying your taxes. So, see, it's all good. I mean, just the groveling the police I hear on the radio. And no matter what they do, they taser an old woman, they taser a baby, they taser somebody to make them, you know, urinate in a cup. In fact, Google that, guys. Search engine that. X-Quick that as another good search engine. Pull it up for people because it was 2 weeks ago, headline in New York. Court rules, suspects may be tasered to get DNA. And then you'll see England ruled 2 weeks ago, and so did the U.S., because it's all integrated simultaneously. And then you'll find the Miami cases where if you can't urinate at the hospital and they want a drug test, they just taser you until you die. I mean, the torture content, but now I'm sorry. Emily Apple and Val Swain, what makes you want to do this, to go out and stand up against dehumanization? Tell us about yourselves, how you got involved in this.
Well, I've been involved in anti-war environmental protests, stuff like that, for sort of 15 odd years. And over the years, I've seen more and more repression of protests. And especially with the forward intelligence teams, it's just been so much intimidation, so much harassment, and it's been forcing people off the streets. And it's meant we've got to the point where we can no longer have an effective voice, or war's getting to that point. And so it just seems that if we wanted to have any kind of process movement in the UK, that we needed to tackle the forward intelligence teams in order to do that.
I'm looking at these cops enjoying amusing you. What slime, what dehumanizing filth. They'll be remembered, though, like the creatures they are, for what they are. So how long have you been doing this?
We've been doing FitWatch for about 2 years now, just over 2 years.
And you've certainly had some battles, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think we worked out that we've been arrested 11 times between us, I think that's right, and no convictions in the last 2 years, just for doing FitWatch stuff.
Amazing. Now, there are lots of other groups standing up. I've been seeing reports of where people will be filming a birthday party in their front garden, front yard for folks in the U.S., and the police will walk up and go, excuse me. Counters off, I'm allowed to. And the citizens are going, no, I'm not a slave. I mean, are the how many Brits that you talk to are really starting to see what this is and say no?
Oh, I think a lot of people. I mean, it just gets ridiculous, some of the things that they say you can't film and photograph. I think it just hits them. I mean, the police just appear to have some real paranoia about what you can and can't take photographs of. It's just got plain daft. And there was a couple of holidaymakers in Cardiff who got taken to prison because they were taking photographs of each other in the park, and they just happened to be the football stadium in the background, which was a supposed terrorist attack. I was taking photographs of the Welsh Assembly, which is one of the government buildings here, totally public building. And the security comes out, oh, you can't take photographs here. Well, yeah, I can. But
notice, this is
later,
them.
That turned the police. Police jump out of the van. They want to know my name and address. I don't want to give them my name and address. And then they threaten a lot to arrest you. They will have you against the wall. They will scare the life out of you. They will make you believe that they're going to drag you off and arrest you. But 99 times out of 100, they don't. They just use the threat. They like to throw this threat around that, you know, you do as we tell you all. We're going to arrest you, but you know they still can't get away with locking everybody up.
Well, that's the answer, is to have everybody go out and do this. Did you hear me talk about the Wall Street Journal writer trying to do a story on travel, and they just the citizens come over? What percentage are on average? How many of your fellow Brits just revel in the tattletaling and bossing?
I don't know quite what you mean.
Well, I mean, in any police state, you also have the cheerleaders for the police state, the citizen tattletale squads. What are you seeing on that front in the UK?
Oh, I don't think they have many cheerleaders. I mean, everyone I speak to has a lot less trust in the police than I think the people had before. Even, you know, people with good jobs, with good standing in society, are turning around and saying, no, we just don't trust them, can't have any trust in them anymore.
Well, the Wall Street Journal reporter said she had multiple people come up and say she couldn't photograph parks or rivers or anything. I mean, if you try to photograph flowers, it's some type of Al-Qaeda. But I mean, again, they're surveilling us, they're watching us, they're tracking us, they're controlling everything we do illegally. But then we go out with our cameras and they act like it's the end of the world through color of law. I mean, this is just absolutely incredible.
Well, it is. They're the ones who always say, you know, if you've got nothing to hide, you know, you should be fine.
Well, ladies, I just want to salute you, Emily Apple and Val Swain. The website for folks that want to check it out, it's fitwatch.blogspot.com. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thank you for having us on.
Anything else, Val or Emily? By both of you?
No, it's good of you to take the time to tell our story down where you are. That's brilliant. Cheers for that.
Okay, we're on your site in closing, fitwatch.blogspot.com. Where are the images of these guys? I want to put them up.
Oh, you have to go to the link. There's a post which has the names of the cops.
It says identity of police officers and guardian Fitwatch video.
Yeah, and there's a link in that article.
I see the green link right there.
Yeah,
halfway to third paragraph, last line in the third paragraph.
And that will take you to Mark Vallée's blog, and that has pictures of them.
Good. We're going to punch that up on screen and show that to the viewers. Do you ever talk to these guys when they're abusing you or violating your rights and say, I'm a human, why do you want to do this? Don't you know you're destroying England? Or is it even pointless to talk to them?
I find it pretty pointless to talk to him, really, to be honest.
There's Alan Palfrey. Who was choking you?
That is the bloke with all the tattoos on his arm, and he is Nicholas Fisher.
Okay, we'll show you Fisher. Is Fisher on there?
Yeah. He is. Well, it's off the
website. Is he in the first video, G20 Meltdown?
No, he's on photo on the link. Yeah. You can see him quite clearly with all the tattoos down his arm.
I know what I wanted to ask you. Has this hurt the establishment, or do they just say so what that they beat to death the poor newspaper man at the G20? Because obviously they've been trying to cover up that they killed him. Then the video came out. Is it just now? Yeah, we murder whoever we want, and that's the way it is, or?
Oh no, they're saying now that they're doing a big review of policing and it'll all be different and everything's going to change.
And of course it turns out that they'll actually only encourage it, that's what they want as attack dogs, that they lied and had a fake coroner say that he died of a heart attack, but then they had a second autopsy done and it wasn't what they'd said.
Yeah, pretty much that. Pretty much that. I mean, yeah, the first autopsy didn't wasn't full enough. Didn't come out with
the full facts of the case. So the second one then clearly showed that he didn't have a heart attack at all, but died of internal bleeding. They also lied about whether they'd had contact with him. They lied about whether they'd hit him. And eventually it came out that they did. Yeah, they did all those things.
Well, he was delivering newspapers, and they beat him from behind, it's reported, and they killed him. And that's what you get trying to deliver newspapers. You die. And according to, I guess, that, you know, you make mistakes. People die. Hail the police. How dare you ladies even question them? All right, well, we'll stay in contact with you and keep a stiff upper lip. God bless you. We appreciate that that British steel against the tyranny of the EU taking your country over, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Take care, ladies. All right, Mark, John, Josh, Dave, and others, we're going to go to you here in just a minute or two. In fact, we'll just go to you right now, and then I'll get into all this massive news. Open world government takeover. I cannot say this enough. I've asked Paul Watson to write an article explaining to people that this is it. This is the takeover of society right now that we're witnessing. This is all the tyranny, all the corruption of the past. They would try to claim they weren't violating our rights or the Bill of Rights. They would try to claim they weren't engaged in tyranny. Now it's just, yeah, we're going to secretly arrest whoever we want and torture you. Yeah, we're going to taser you to give DNA samples. Yeah, we're going to have warrantless checkpoints. You have the army on the streets. Yeah, we're going to take your private property. Yeah, we're going to tax everything. I mean, it is really happening right now. And yes, Paul Watson got the article written. Red alert, the total takeover of America enters its final phase. The hot coup, not just seizing government. That already happened by the offshore banks, corporations, through the National Security Council and that whole National Security Act umbrella. Now, they're grabbing GM and hacking it up and giving pieces of it to who they want, and Chrysler, and grabbing what dealerships they want and giving it to who they want. They're grabbing the infrastructure, the power plants, the land, the lakes, the roads, the schools. They're openly announcing every major state's federalizing their police. Arizona just announced they're merging the state police with the feds. I mean, it is just off the charts, and that's coming up later in the next hour. Full frontal assault on every aspect of freedom kicks into high gear as the elite twist the knife into the rotting carcass of the United States. And that's what it is. I mean, this is just, and now they got the bills to openly ban everything I'm saying and arrest me under felony charges. And people will see me arrested and just be, well, we better shut up. I mean, this is hardcore bullying. They decided to run a Nazi Germany level takeover. They're just hammering it in high gear. They're going for broke. And I hope you realize that, folks. I'm going to cover the hate crimes bill. Pass the House, total ban on free speech. Now, if all of us stand up and say no, they're not going to get away with it. Let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls here. Let's talk to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk with you again. Look, I was just wondering, do these folks ever consider the constitutionality of the laws that they pass, you know, and because this latest thing they passed in the House seems like it's a complete invasion of privacy. It may be against the 9th and 10th Amendment, too.
It's home inspections, 10th Amendment violation, everything regulated, anything that has carbon. It creates boards with unlimited power to take over whatever they want. Just like they got gun bills to let the Attorney General ban whatever he wants. Just like they got water bills to let the EPA take over whatever they want. Everything they're doing now is about total corporate dictatorship, and then Obama creates corporate boards that sit above the government agencies and tell them what to do. This is corporate government.
So it's not just unconstitutional. It's like they're dancing on the casket of the Bill of Rights.
Sir, the Clean Water Restoration Act states word for word that the feds can do whatever they want. Take anything that's got even water under it, and all all the crust of the earth has water in it. I mean, there's underground water everywhere. You can dig for water anywhere on the planet and find water. And it's total control. I mean, they're openly announcing a Bank of the World, and the Federal Reserve will be the governorship of the U.S., and that no one can review it, no one can touch it, and any financial transaction or anything that affects the economy is under their regulation with no oversight. A private corporation through treaty, that's what this congressional law is. It's a treaty with a corporation will rule America completely. They already use the money power to buy everything up. Now they want to force you to sell. This is just mafia. This is just hammering everything.
I don't know what to say. I'd like to know what I can do. I mean, I can do a few things, but you know,
tell people, abolish the Fed. They're the enemy. They're the usurper. They're the false government. This is corporate tyranny. They all brag that, oh, Hitler did this, Stalin did that, Peter the Great did this guy did that. They say, we're not going to do that. We're going to have a corporate tyranny, kind of a British imperial model, a behind-the-scenes corporate model, where they create this web of international laws where they're above them, and then all of us are ensnared in them. And so you just reveal how ridiculous it is to have a foreign offshore banks openly buying off our governments and having our government illegally cede and abdicate their power falsely over to them. It's a corporate takeover. Just like corporations take over other corporations and third world countries and CIA coups, that's all this is. You understand? Hey, good to hear from you. More calls coming up. They are coming after everybody, folks. They got a gun to your head, and they're saying, you're going to give us everything.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to New Rev. New Rev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's NUREVonline.com. newrevonline.com. Improve your life today.
Moment in this segment and the next, and Wayne Madsen's on about 30 minutes, and then open phones. throughout the rest of the transmission today. John, Josh, Dave, Anti-Illuminati, Michael, and others that are patiently holding. I want to tell you about the sponsor of this hour that's made the show possible, AColaBlue.com. We have one here in the office. I absolutely love it. AColaBlue is just a fabulous atmospheric water generator, no sodium fluoride, guaranteed. Even a lot of bottled waters come out of municipal supplies, and they just filter them. Not AColaBlue. It's grabbed out of the atmosphere. 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043, or ECOLOBLUE.com. Their smaller unit produces 7.5 gallons a day, then it passes it through seven different filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. AColaBlue.com, 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043. And then lastly, Front Sight. They got a deal. Basically, it's $4,000 training course, 30 state concealed carry, free, it goes along with the deal, Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice from the number one firearm shooting private operation in the country, where the military and police go when they want to go above military and police training, with none of the drill instructor attitude, with Dr. Ignatius Piazza. And check it out yourself. World famous. They are the top. They are number one. And they've trained tens of thousands of people. They've been written up by the New York Times, the Washington Post, you name it. Frontsight.com, FrontSight.com. Basically, it's $3,000 off the package. And this is for a limited time. Check out the free offer for the Springfield Armory XD pistol today at Frontsight.com. That's Frontsight.com, or you forget it, Infowars.com. Okay, let's continue with your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Jones. I want to thank you for taking my call. One quick comment real quick about your guests earlier. I think it's great what they're doing with FIT. And I think more people now are waking up to, you know, police brutality and that, because if you take a look at YouTube, even from a year ago to now, the number of police brutality videos and people that are documenting police misactions has exploded online. And so I congratulate.
Well, the incredible part about it is that the EMTs in Oklahoma a month ago said this crazy cop came up, almost hit us in the back end. We pulled right over, and then he chased us. He went to his call, was nothing, came back, chased us down through a neighborhood, started screaming at us, started pushing on us. The cop story was, They wouldn't get out of my way on purpose, and then they assaulted me. Then the squad car video is released, and the EMTs told the truth, and the cops are on the news saying that exonerates them. This lunatic, we've shown you the video, comes up on the ambulance at 90 miles an hour. The ambulance pulls over, almost hits a car in the breakdown ditch. I mean, instantly gets over. And this cop's on a roid rage, or PTSD, he's back from Iraq. And the cops can't admit they're wrong, and that's what's making them get discredited. I know most cops aren't nuts like this guy. Why are the higher-ups protecting them is the question. And because they want the good guys to get disillusioned and leave, they want a bunch of Clockwork Orange-type thugs. Go ahead.
And, well, my main concern was the cap-and-trade bill today. I'm watching MSNBC because I watch a lot of multiple news sources, and I'm not just going to get my news from one place, because that's how you get dumbed down. And Obama's sitting there talking about how energy legislation in California during the 70s has led to, job creation, and that...
Stay there. We're back to you in 70 seconds. Yeah, I want to talk cap-and-trade. You want to be a feudal serf slave in the Soviet Union? You're one now if this passes.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.